As you walk north on the trail, going deeper into the park, listen to resident Mark Lister recount a brief geological history of these lands, and stop at point of interest number 2 on your walking tour map.
Have you come in with muddy boots after being out in your yard or local park on a rainy day this spring? That mud is the Leda clay of Blackburn Hamlet, and it formed in the marine environment of the Champlain Sea. A sea in Blackburn Hamlet? Yes. Well, today the Atlantic Ocean is hundreds of kilometers away. It was not that long ago that we were underwater. Much has changed since the end of the last ice age. Just 21,000 years ago, the Laurentian Ice Sheet covered central and eastern North America, extending south as far as New York City. As the ice sheet melted, starting 14,500 years ago, the meltwater formed a lake. But the ice sheet blanketing this region had another effect that was hidden until they started melting. Imagine the weight of a 2 kilometer layer of ice. That's 33 hockeyrinks laid end to end. The ice was so heavy that it pushed the land down. As the ice sheet retreated northward, this depression of the land allowed the ocean water to flow in. Most of eastern Ontario was flooded and the Champlain Sea was formed. As the land slowly rebounded, the supply of salt water from the Atlantic Ocean was cut off and the inland sea gradually shrank until it dried up. Over the course of 2,000 years, the Champlain Sea deposited the Leda clay that we see in Blackburn Hamlet. You can observe this Leda clay layer nearby along the banks of the Greens Creek, where it can reach depths of 20 meters. This clay, as well as the mineral sediments that were deposited by the retreating glaciers, built the rich soil that sustained the farming roots of our community.